With Capital Public Radio News, I'm Steve Milne, joined by Jack Robinson of the Sacramento Business Journal. Good morning, Jack.
Morning, Steve.
Friday mornings are when we get together and talk business. A well-known restaurant owner has big plans. He wants to build a first hotel in Midtown Sacramento.
A six-story hotel at 28th and Capitol near Sutter Medical Center. Randy Perigari wants to build it on the site of two buildings that he owns there, where the original Cafe Bernardo is located. It sounds like a pretty solid plan. You know, Sutter Medical Center would provide some built-in business, and so could the new B Street Theater that's being built nearby.
B Street has been working for years to raise money for construction. What's the latest on that project?
The theater actually hopes to start work early next year, perhaps February. It'll be a big moment. B Street has been working on this at least since 1999, if not sooner. 1999 was when Sutter donated the land. But, you know, a lot of other big arts projects are struggling. Just last month, the mayor announced he's pulling the plug on plans for a new performing arts center. So look for the city council to soon start talking about upgrades to community center theater as sort of a cheaper solution.
Toshiba plans to open an office in Folsom. What do we know about that?
It's not a huge number of workers, probably 60 or so to start, with more to come. But it's a big deal because it's kind of a vote of confidence in the region from a major tech company that doesn't have a presence here. Toshiba said it wanted to be here because of the region's engineering workforce. So this is a sign that the region's sales pitch, essentially, you know, that we have an educated workforce in an affordable area, that sales pitch is resonating.
The area around Arden Fair could see a big change in the next few years. Developer Mark Friedman has a proposal.
This is a project that Friedman is pursuing along with owners of the former Sacramento Inn, that troubled hotel next to the mall that's being demolished. They want to build single-family homes and market-rate apartments on the site. You know, this isn't exactly the urban core, but it's another sign that infill residential construction is really a hot ticket right now.
I've noticed a lot of hair salons for men popping up lately. What's going on there?
Yeah, it's a trend. By the time the trends start showing themselves here, they've usually got some momentum, so I think this will probably last. In addition to a couple of franchises that focus on men's hair care, we have a new salon opening in Folsom this month that offers straight razor shaves as well, sort of a flashback. I think this is hot with millennials and likely will be a trend with some staying power.
Thanks, Jack.
You're welcome, Steve.
Jack Robinson is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. You can hear our previous conversations at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.